It's the question on everybody's mind. Can the GOP get objective coverage in New York? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Before the Republican National Convention even got started, it was greeted by a huge protest. Over 200,000 marchers, one of the few political events where the participants actually outnumbered the media. So can the Republicans get a fair shot in New York? Heck, in the New York Times convention supplement alone, there were 5 full-page ads ripping the Republicans and their platform. That doesn't include the Comedy Central ad, which was basically just a picture of their fake reporters, but you could tell exactly what they were thinking, and it wasn't very objective. So the Republicans are fighting back by placing their own reporters on the floor who fill the time between the speeches with live breaking interviews and hard-hitting questions.
Welcome to the Big Apple. How does it feel?
We love New York!
There's a lot of excitement going on here. Well, Mr. Pippi, why don't you tell me, what is your most memorable experience of the Iraq War?
And it turned out that despite what you see on some of the other media outlets, the war is going well. And as for the leadership of the president?
He's been solid. He's been steady. I mean, he's the type of guy that you want to serve under. And I'm honored and privileged to call him Commander-in-Chief.
And then it was time to go back to the regularly scheduled convention.
I'm Joanna de la Torre, live from the convention floor. And now back to the tireless leader of our party, Chairman Ed Gillespie.
Who says you can't get objective coverage of a political convention in New York? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.